Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Mungenass St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line.
Mungenass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Welcome back inside Enterprise Center. It is time for everyone's favorite. Well, by now it has to be everyone's favorite, the 6:15 show, as we have Greg Damon back in our studios. Chris Kerber, Joe Vitale, Amy Mark scores. So the whole group, the Fantastic Five, as we like to label it here for the 6:15 show, as we approach Blues hockey against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And don't you know it, Amy's not even paying attention. She's just sitting there.
Eating her Red Skittles.
Eating her Red Skittles. I spent time, Kerbs, picking out the Red Skittles so that she would walk in here and not have those. And then, of course, she finds her own Skittles.
It's kind of like you learned in that movie Jurassic Park when Jeff Goldblum's character was trying to teach how life finds a way. You know, life finds a way.
That's right.
So you tried to prevent someone from getting their Red Skittles, and they find a way.
I'm a firm believer that you can do anything if you put your mind to it, and I wanted Skittles.
Yeah, there you go. Hey,
I could do anything.
Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is about some fans out there, hockey fans, okay, that just makes them refuse to accept at all costs, no matter how stupid they sound when they try to argue it, that makes them, they refuse to accept the fact that 500 in hockey is based off of points.
I saw this Twitter battle.
Like, it is absolutely there was one fan out there on Twitter today that actually said, this might have been yesterday, actually said that they felt that hockey people were egotistical. In a, like, I mean, I can't imagine a level of stupidity. I mean that there's no tutor to teach 2 + 2 = 4 to this guy. To actually think that hockey people are his quote was egotistical and saying that it has to be different. Like, the standings have always been based on points. So, therefore, whether you consider it a tie, overtime loss, shootout loss, whatever, if you are at the 500 level based on points, you are at 500. If you are 4 points over, right, you are considered to be basically two games. It adds up. I mean, it's simple math. I'm trying to think of other sports scenarios where you look at something and say, no, I know the earth is round, but I'm still going to argue till I'm blue in the face that the earth is flat. And just why you would, hitch your wagon to such an absolutely dumb donkey, I have no idea.
I have an aunt who hitches her horse to that dumb donkey, and we had a family. I know. It was
an actual family aunt or a pet aunt?
No. Oh, I see what you did there. No, I don't have pet aunts.
Good
call. I kill those. No, family aunt. We literally had a family argument because her and her boyfriend will die on the hill of it is a flat earth.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. I
thought you were going to say die on the hill of points in hockey. You're actually about to tell us that a family member dies on the earth on a flat earth?
Flat earth. I promise you this. And she cites a YouTube video.
Do you have a picture of him?
Yeah. Everything's true on the internet. Everything.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, so you're just going to argue against all of these scientists out there, all of the people that work with NASA, all of the astronauts, and you're going to go with a YouTube video.
Okay, time out. I need to check in with Joey on something here.
Okay.
Okay. I need a ruling, okay?
Oh, wait. Is this going to be at me again?
No. I need an arbitration ruling here. Maybe Greg Damon can help out, okay? Can you make fun of family members we've never met or don't know anything about?
No.
Oh, I allow.
So we can't make fun of Aunt Ferrario who thinks the earth is flat?
We have to lay off Aunt Ferrario.
So we have to lay off of this. Okay.
No.
Therefore, I'm out.
No. I'm allowing this.
I'm out.
I'm allowing this.
Greg, what's your ruling on this? Do we lay off of Aunt Ferrario?
No, I say it's game on. You know, you just got to do it in a real nice way, you know.
It got to be honest with you. It was Alex selling his own family out.
That's right, exactly. He's the one that brought it up.
Good point. Where's
the family love, Alex?
Yeah.
When it's flat, how do you run the bus over your aunt?
When it's an argument over flat Earth, there's no coverage.
There's a difference between extended family and immediate family.
It's true.
Extended family is fair game in my book.
Well. But direct aunt is kind of considered immediate, wouldn't you?
I feel like, you know, aunts and uncles are interesting because there are always those aunts and uncles that are really close and awesome, and then you always have, like, the crazy uncle. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people do have a crazy uncle. Maybe an uncle.
That'd be me.
Well, yeah, yeah.
My sister's only got one brother and two little girls, so I must be the crazy uncle.
All right, Greg, speaking of points, because, like, NASCAR.
Oh, good, I thought you were going to say crazy uncle.
No, NASCAR does this, too. Is there anybody that could actually, like, could you sit at home? Say your average fan. Could your average fan sit at home, watch a NASCAR race, and try and figure out who's picking up points and try and keep track of all that? I would have to learn some massive formulas to understand the points in racing, right?
Yeah, it's there's points for if you lead a lap. There's points for everything that you can do out there. So you really got to be a good mathematician or even an actuary to kind of make sure that you follow the points correctly. I don't even know if I can do that. So I just kind of look at the points at the end of the race.
Right. So Joe, why do you think that it is that the concept of 500 based on points in hockey is such a hard concept for people to understand?
I've never really heard of it being a hard concept for anyone.
I didn't either.
This is why I stay off Twitter.
Really good point.
I have a good close circle of people like you all that I hang around and you all understand the situation.
Joey stays on the positive social media front. Joey goes on the Instagram where all they do is send you hearts.
It's just pictures.
Just pictures and hearts.
I'm sending you a picture. You think whatever you want to think.
A baseball pitcher or a picture?
No, a picture.
Man, that's the second time Curbs is just going with this.
A pitcher that has water
like
in it.
Adam Wainwright? Or?
Yeah, he's on Instagram. But
is a picture and a pitcher the same thing?
What did I say?
Pitcher.
Joey.
Like with a fastball.
Joey, don't listen to him, buddy.
An iced tea pitcher or a picture of an iced tea pitcher?
Pitcher. I guess I leave the C out. I didn't realize I did that. Hearing it back, it doesn't sound right.
Pitcher.
Okay, yeah. Can we get back to ripping on Alex? Yeah, way more
whoa,
fun.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well,
We've never even
say,
ripped on Alex.
Going back to the people who get so upset about the points, I actually admire and envy them a little bit because if you have the luxury to let that get you so worked up and be the all-consuming factor in your life, you must have it pretty darn good in your life.
I actually would go the opposite.
Or really bad.
Or really
bad.
Yeah,
I was going to say it's got to be really bad.
I think the opposite.
Really bad.
The idea that you would stand behind, right, a proven, factual argument that you know is wrong. The facts are just there. This isn't an opinion. This is actually just facts.
Yeah.
The fact that the facts are so black and white on that, and you would stand behind it, to me, shows an amazing level of absolute stupidity.
But that's what I'm saying. I only have so much emotional energy to give out to certain things. And if this guy has that much emotional energy stored up, he's not concerned about a lot of other things if he can direct this much towards a ridiculous concept.
Especially when it gets to points. Like, can't you come up with something else to get angry about
in
sports?
That's what I'm saying. There's so many other things to get angry about.
He's probably angry in life, and he gets angry at everything else.
It's exhausting. Mm.
Well, it all started because I said, you know, like every team in the Central Division, right, is coming into action. This today it was 500 or better.
Right.
And part of the argument when they're like, wow, it's a weak division. Okay, well, wait a minute here. Like, it's a fact. No other division has it. Okay, so you kind of wonder why. And then you look at the overall, and you know, one response was, well, even you know, the leaders are in the Central are a little weaker than the leaders in the other teams. And I'm going, okay, wait a minute. If we talk to John Cooper and ask them about Winnipeg or Nashville, and I talked to John Cooper today about St. Louis, right? I can promise you that there's not going, you know, yeah, let's play one of those three teams because, you know, we know that they're weak. Like, when you have an actual schedule that's heavy on divisional play, so you play inside your own division more than you play anywhere else. If you've got a strong division, you're not going to have somebody running away with it. You don't have somebody whipping up on Ottawa five times. You don't have somebody whipping up on L.A. five times. You don't have somebody whipping up on Buffalo and some of these teams five times in the Central Division with the way things have gone. And it's hard to really judge competitive balance when schedules are not balanced beyond your own division.
Well, I think that means something now, too, in sports, because if you look at baseball, the problem is if you don't have a team that's going to compete and going to have a good record, they're just going to tank. You don't have that in hockey. I mean, look at Central Division just as an example. You have the Chicago Blackhawks, who had the chance to be a team that was going to be a bottom dweller, and then they go on a tear like they've been, and they put themselves as a plus 500 team and, what, 4 points out of a playoff spot.
So years ago, several years ago, somebody had come up with what they called a draft wheel, okay, where the draft orders would be set no matter what. So forget about tanking, right? You're guaranteed once every 31 years you're going to have the first overall pick in the National Hockey League. Like, and it was basically every other year you were picking, you know, you would be picking top 15 the way this would work. And it's a real interesting concept when it comes to the draft and teams tanking and all those different things. Now, I like the weighted lottery system, where even if you're dead last, you've got only an 18 or 20 whatever percent it is to win there. But it's interesting how you balance it all out, because, I mean, go back to the topic that we've hit on so many times lately. Earlier this year, Colorado, we played them. Their top six forwards were all their own top 10 draft picks. Buffalo, when we played them, had six of their own top 10 draft picks. Edmonton is probably about to go to their 11th top 10 pick in 13 years. And in 30 years, the Blues have had five total. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's kind of fascinating how that all plays out. But you have to the competitive balance of it all. You know, you're the Chicago Blackhawks. That team could have gone the other way. They pulled themselves right coming into the last couple games. They had gotten to within 4 points of a playoff spot and had games in hand. They still, you know, still had kind of a crack at it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you're a fan base, I'll take it. I'll take the team that tries.
Pleased with it at the end of the day, you're happy with it, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that too, the whole the wheel spin every 31 years. I mean, that to me, I don't know. That's like, if you're gonna be bad, that's what makes the trade deadline more interesting, about getting rid of players or maybe grabbing players or getting draft picks. And if you can finish towards the bottom, I'm all for that. I don't know. I don't agree with the random.
So what happens though? The Edmonton Oilers that have basically had 37 first overall picks in the last 5 years, right?
Yeah.
A little sarcastic there for those that are taking it too seriously. But, you know, like I mean, I would have no problem. I would have no problem with the National Hockey League adopting the Edmonton Oilers rule, where it's really not anybody else's fault that you're that bad for that long. But, nope, after you can't draft top three more than 2 or 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Like term limits for the president.
Bingo.
Who was I talking to the other day? We were in the stands talking about what a shame it's been that Connor McDavid, arguably the best player in the league, has been missing the playoffs. I mean, he's made it once out of his.
Yeah.
I saw someone post out there saying, how bad do you have to be to not put a playoff team around this player?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be really bad to not be able to put something together.
They forgot about defense. I mean, they
great
did.
Market.
Well, and then their goaltending. They give a 3-year extension to a guy who hasn't even played in the NHL up until this year.
Well, you look at it too, the year he got drafted, I believe it was the Jack Eichel year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 1-2. And that was the year that Arizona, I was part of Arizona, we were so bad. Buffalo was so bad. Edmonton obviously was the worst. And there was two other teams kind of lingering. And the argument was, well, if Arizona gets McDavid or Eichel, that could literally change the whole franchise. That could grab hockey in a market that is not very big. And you passed it. It was passed on those opportunities because of the pick, because of the lottery system. But then, okay, so he goes to Edmonton. He goes to a great market. You think he's going to get a cup or at least some playoffs. And
they should have rigged it like they did the Crosby sweepstakes.
Whoa. How much time we got?
You don't have enough time. Yeah, that was Joey's friend. We don't have enough time for that.
No, it's nothing.
All right, well, a little extended post-game reaction to that one right there, guys. Can't wait to get into this one. Joe Vitale, Chris Kerver, Amy Markscores, we'll all be along with the broadcast. Greg Damon, thanks for hanging around, buddy. We appreciate it.
Absolutely love it, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you next weekend. Hey, don't go anywhere. We got Blues and Lightning, two powerhouses going head-to-head tonight. Blues pregame skate comes your way in 2 minutes. Puck drop with Chris Kerber, Joe Vitale here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.